7:21 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now in our studio is Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Boy, what? How are the roads? You came from the Faribault area, I presume, this morning?
Yeah, I came down Highway 3. I live in Kansas City Township, so my township road hadn't been plowed probably since, I'd probably say, yesterday afternoon. So there's a couple inches on that. My county road was plowed this morning, but still got snow on it. So Highway 3 was hit and miss. Some spots it's snow-covered, some spots it's wet. So just drive with caution.
This is the type of storm we don't have usually more than, you know, maybe once or twice a decade or so. It's going to be one of the top 20, I think, in Minnesota history. So let's talk about the last couple of days. Have people been driving safe? I think a lot of people have been staying off the roads. The traffic hasn't bad, but have you had a lot of incidents?
Not too many. We've had a lot of cars go off the road. We haven't had a lot of injuries. It also helps that school's been closed, so a lot of people are staying home. And then our county, Rice County, has a policy so that some employees, depending on where you work, can work from home. Mm-hmm. So it's beneficial and keeps people off the roads, helps the county highway have time to get stuff cleared off. But it's a challenge with the wet stuff once it gets packed down and try and get it back off the road.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to have a few warm days where it got that initial layer from previous storm off the road system.
Yeah, it looks like next week it warms back up.
So. Yeah, a little sunshine will do wonders for that. We are now in 2023. It seems kind of futuristic to say we're in 2023, but let's talk about the new year. First of all, yeah, new year, and that means a new budget goes into effect. You worked on it last year. We've talked about that in the past. But I guess, are there new things that are happening this year that you're able to implement now or starting now, you know, in January, like, you know, staffing, equipment, any purchases and stuff?
So our squad cars are always interesting, especially with the slowdown with COVID, and we're still dealing with that. Our squad cars have gone up $9,000 to $10,000 per car, just the vehicle, not the equipment and the install. So we have to look at that. I ordered cars last May, and I won't get them until this June, and that's if we get them. So we're sitting good because we have everything ordered, but we don't know what we're going to get. So we just wait and see.
Well, you're talking about that 9,000. You're like, this is 20-25% increase.
Yeah, it used to be like 31,000. Now we're at 41. Yeah, we're at 40-41. So
wow, how many vehicles do you buy each year? Is this something you do on an ongoing basis?
Yeah, our squad cars are on a rotation. Every 5 years, we replace them. Otherwise, we've shown that they start costing us a lot of money to repair them. So every 5 years, and unless we, you know, crack one up on the interstate, hoping the state patrol or something, which is what happened on the last one. We've been pretty fortunate that we haven't had to total out a lot of cars, so nobody's gotten hurt.
Let's talk about other purchases. Is there any like new technology, any new cruiser vehicles that you would have, like off-road type stuff, or anything coming up in 2023?
So we are purchasing a new new water patrol boat for the sheriff's office. That's going to be about $50,000, I think, when we're out the door. So we bought it from Lacan's Marine, actually, and Lumacraft keeps raising their prices. So you try and figure out what's going to be, and if you're better at that than me, you know, good for you. But it's hard to know how many times they're going to raise their price in the next 12 months.
So. It's really a moving target. It has been it's been accelerated recently with the inflation boost that we've had. Let's talk about that new boat, though. What kind of boat do you get? It's a Lumacraft. How big is it? And are there specific things that duties that it has to do?
Yeah, so we have a lot of different. So this is going to replace our 2012 boat. So we keep them about 10 years based on the grant funding from the state. So we're going to replace that current boat with the same exact size boat. Motor's a little bigger. We have to look at our lakes in Rice County, so a lot of our accesses aren't that deep. So, like this boat is a trophy. Or not a trophy. It's the Edge, I believe, or a competitor, one of the two. But it's not as deep as our trophy that we currently have, because we find that some of the accesses, especially this year with the water so low, we had a hard time getting the boat off the trailer sometimes. So,
if the snow is any indication, those lake levels are hopefully going to rise a little bit this year.
Yeah, hopefully. We need it.
Yeah. Once again, Jesse Thomas is with us, Rice County Sheriff. Let's talk about staffing. With the new year, do you have, are you going to be, is there, will there be an addition of new deputies or any new positions within the department that you'll need to fill?
So on the patrol side of operations, we're sitting very well. Our last person just came off FTO here about a month ago. And on the correction side, I am currently 6 short. And in the budget for this year, starting in July 1st, I added 3 new positions on the correction side to help prepare ourselves for the new facility.
And why don't we move into that topic? The Rice County Jail, they've got the foundation down. Now, where are you at in construction-wise? The foundation's pretty much in, isn't it?
So they have one pour left on the footings of the building. They started the we have a storage and training facility that's being built. The I think they have one wall up when I looked at it the other day. They had to quit because of the wet snow and the freezing, so they quit working on that. But once that last pour is done, I know they have the walls are supposed to be here from Wells Concrete end of the month. And then they figured about a month to put all the walls up on the main facility, and then they'll start on the roof. So it'll, in the next probably 60 days, it's really going to change a lot.
Now, you'll also have to outfit the building with desks and chairs and everything else. Who gets to pick that out? Is that the sheriff's call, or do you have a committee that does that?
We had
an interior designer, perhaps?
We had a committee. We looked at colors and designs. We did pick everything out. We have to pick it out to get your quote, right, so what you think it's going to cost. And we've done that. We can fine-tune a few things, you know, change some colors. I did request to have one of, like, the cubicles set up in an area in our current location so our staff can sit in it, see if it's comfortable, stuff like that. So it's a lot of different moving parts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got all that file cabinets. Just outfitting an office is one thing. And then a police facility, our sheriff's department, is a whole other thing. So I would imagine there's probably other type of either machines or equipment or something you'll need that are specific to law enforcement. Is there quite a bit of that, and have those been picked out and ordered?
Yeah, so I would say the biggest thing we have to look at is when we move from our current... Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. Once again, we're talking with Sheriff Jesse Thomas about the new Rice County Jail facility.
We move from our current facility to the new facility, the biggest thing I always look at is our evidence storage. So when we move all of our evidence from our current location, it all has to be logged out of that location, then transported, and we have to have multiple staff do that, and then logged back into the new facility. So we actually have to have 2 facilities operating at the same time for probably a couple months to make sure we get the good transition through there and document everything. And so.
Well, yeah, that evidence would be, you don't want to lose any of that, obviously. How many pieces of evidence do you have? I would imagine it probably accumulates, and how long do you have to keep it?
Depends on the case. Mm-hmm. You know, a homicide case, you keep it forever. In some cases, you know, a lot of things we have are, we have a lot of firearms, and they're kind of hard to get rid of once, you know, the family is no longer in contact, and, you know, we don't want to, you know, end up destroying somebody's firearm that was a family heirloom, and then now we have to establish what was that worth, and we have to pay them back. So we usually keep stuff a little longer than we have to just in case something comes up. So, but there's thousands and thousands of pieces of
Man, that's going to take a while to document all that and transfer it to the new facility. You're going to need more than 2 guys in a truck for that.
Yeah, we've already started scanning paper documents so we don't have to move them from our current facility to the new facility. So trying to go paperless as much as we can and make that change when we move to the new building.
And that is not going to be in 2023. That'll be 2024, won't it?
Yeah, they're looking August of 2024, so we got a little bit of time, but it'll go by fast.
All right. I guess one other topic is outdoor recreation. We've talked, I think, last month about being careful on the ice back in December. The ice not all that thick yet. I would imagine the ice is probably better now, but you also have the addition of there will be a lot of snowmobiles out over the course of the next few days and such. Safety for that. Have you seen an increase in that, and has it been a safe season thus far?
So far, we've had a very safe season. We do have snowmobile, our staff out doing snowmobile patrol shifts on certain days of the week or weekend. I'm not going to tell you what days we're out there, but we're out there. I think when it comes down to the ice, when you put all this rain and water and heavy snow on top of 8 to 14 inches of ice, it can also push a lot of the water up over the ice, making it slushy and difficult to maneuver on the water or on the ice.
Yeah, be very careful if you're going out either
ice is fishing. Never 100% safe, so.
Yeah, either ice fishing or snowmobiling. All right, well, Sheriff, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to pass along while we have you here? Any final thoughts?
No, thank you for everybody for your support for our local law enforcement, and drive safe today.
All right. Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.